Iraq 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
So I may have been preoccupied for a minute, but hey, we're back now. We're good. Here we go. Let's do it. Good Lord.
Came back just at the right time, huh?
Oh, yeah, you did. I did. I was. We were just a little late. That's all. Just a tad late. So, folks, with that said, let's do it. It's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I didn't do my math right. I thought we had more time. Anyway, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
It's a simple show.
And, you know, sound like you're scrambling a little bit.
Absolutely.
Over there.
Yeah, literally. I was downstairs looking at the vending machine. All of a sudden, I hear beep, beep, beep. I'm like, no. So, yeah.
Oh.
It was us, yeah.
It's not good. It's not good. So we were off air, huh?
Just for a little bit. Now Kiki's calling me like, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? Don't worry, Kiki. Oh, let me. Hey, yeah, we're on air now.
Put her on air. Put her on air. See what she says.
She's yelling at me right now. She called us numbnuts. All right. Love you.
Hey, calling me numb. What am I doing? I'm here. I'm not in the studio.
It's your fault, Hunter.
What?
Just because I can do that. I'm the host. I can blame you if I want to.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look. Let's see. We'll do this one. I like this. I always like an angry woman story. On Thursday, a 34-year-old woman named a local radio boss gets mad at DJs for not doing their job. On Thursday, 34-year-old woman named Marla Walton was staying at an extended stay deluxe hotel in Jacksonville, Florida, and she got into an argument with the front desk over the hotel not providing a free breakfast. Hey, where's my breakfast? A guy who was waiting in the lobby apparently told her to settle down. So she threatened to kill him and then stole his truck and drove it into a pond.
Damn.
It was almost completely submerged before the cops found it. She was arrested for theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, battery, assault, and aggravated battery. On the plus side, there is free breakfast in jail. So you got that going.
There you go. You know what's going on with that, too? As I know, because we stayed in a hotel a few weeks back. They can't do the breakfast right now, I think, because of the COVID.
Oh, because
you can't just have a buffet-style breakfast.
Yeah,
so what the hotel did
for people there. So, yeah.
All right. We just had a bunch of muffins and, you know, stuff that was packaged, Pop-Tarts, whatnot. They had stuff to offer. But, yeah, that lady should have known. She should have known going into it.
Well, also, too, for the fella out there, whenever you tell someone to settle down, they're not going to say, like, that is works as well as trying to baptize a cat. All right. Never in the history of telling someone to settle down has someone settled down.
Settle down.
What would you say? Would you relax down a little bit? What? What did you say? Yeah.
I will massacre you.
Yeah. So if anything, like, I have not told my wife to relax or settle down in years because I learned right away that just doesn't work. That just makes that person more angry. So
it amps the situation up. It does.
Hey. Why don't you just relax a little bit, all right?
Hey, and if you're trying to get somebody amped up, that's the way to do it.
That's true. If you really want to get someone, you know, ticked off, just say, hey, why don't you calm down? Why don't you calm down there, pal?
Person doesn't have to be mad. You could literally just walk up to somebody, hey, calm down.
Calm down.
What do you mean calm down?
Don't call them by their name either. Call them pal, guy,
right, pal.
Lady. Hey, calm down, lady. That'll work real well. All right. Well, there you go. We were a little late, but we got there.
WT.